bereits angekündigt hatte, ich 3 Gäste jetzt bei mir im Studio. Einer mit sehr, sehr wirrem, wuscheligen, sensationellem Haar. Die beiden anderen eher so ein bisschen konventioneller in Sachen Haircut. Do you understand what I'm saying, actually?
Yeah, I do.
I have a haircut.
I just said there is one man with a very wild hairdo in that studio. And that is actually you, Tor. But anyway, hier bei mir im Studio, Alice Bibi Lur, dann Lou, dann haben wir hier bei mir Tor Nixon und wir haben außerdem einen Mann, den man vielleicht von den Crystal Fighters kennt, nämlich Graham Dixon. Jetzt habe ich falsch gesagt, not Tor Nixon, I've been saying this wrong all day long, Tor Rixon.
Rixon.
Rixon, Dixon, what else, what's next? Is Nixon coming in as well? So, welcome in the studio, hallo, herzlich willkommen, schön, dass ihr da seid, ihr drei.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Es gibt natürlich einen Grund, warum wir die drei eingeladen haben. Homies heißt eine Veranstaltung heute Abend im Lido, was im Grunde genommen so eine, ja, Best-of-Veranstaltung an Sachen Freunden ist, Musiker, die sich kennen, die sich mögen, die da also einen Abend heute so ein bisschen zusammengestampft haben und einfach mit euch ein bisschen Spaß haben wollen. So, Homies is a night at Lido that you basically curated, Alice Lou. How did the idea come across? I mean, did you just sit together and say, like, we should do something together? Or was it planned, like, longhand before?
Well, it's kind of like a development, because the last few years in Berlin, we've kind of been all getting together as almost like a collective of friends that are all using music as a way to exchange and also to uplift each other, which I think in Berlin, it really makes sense, you know, because the artistic scene here is very encouraging and people are all trying to help each other and lift each other up. And for me, I don't like just doing my own performances. I like to make performances with other people that I feel deserve a stage. Mm-hmm. And seeing as now I have a better name for myself in Berlin and I can get some people into a room, the idea is to use that to curate an event that I think people will love and to bring people onto the stage that need and deserve more ears.
So is it going to be all expats tonight?
Not only, yeah, pretty much. I mean, who's German? Who's German?
What are the Germans here?
There's like one drummer, I think.
No, but you're it's true.
Maybe 2 Germans in the audience.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's a very international crew from so many countries and continents and a very eclectic mix of music. But that's the kind of idea, is that through our collective, or whatever you want to call it, we don't just have a single genre, but we kind of cross a whole bunch of genres, but the quality stays really high.
Also heute Abend, wie gesagt, gibt es mehrere Künstler auf der Bühne und Alice Phoebe Lou kennt man ja wahrscheinlich von der Straße, muss man einfach so sagen, als Straßenkünstlerin. Sie war auch schon öfters bei uns. Das ist also diese unglaublich sympathische blonde Dame, die mit ihrer Gitarre auf der Straße steht und einfach lossingt an der Warschauer Straße, Warschauer Brücke im Mauerpark auch. Mittlerweile muss man das eigentlich auch gar nicht mehr erklären. Und sie sagt auch selbst, sie hat jetzt natürlich auch in den letzten Jahren in Berlin, seit sie aus Südafrika nach Berlin gekommen ist, auch ein großes Netz an Künstlern oder an Leuten kennengelernt, Musikern, und zusammen will man also heute Abend die Chance nutzen, sich gegenseitig auch ein bisschen zu promoten, ein bisschen zu unterstützen, und dazu gehören eben dann auch Leute wie Tor zum Beispiel. Tor, you're also from South Africa.
Yes.
So, are you living in Berlin right now or are you just visiting?
I've been here for about 2 months, just working and writing and performing.
Okay, yeah. So it's just for a certain period of time and then you're going back.
Exactly.
It's you're not doing winter here.
No, although I would love to experience the winter here.
Yeah. Okay, so does that mean that you're basically working on new material, new album,
exactly,
and you're just using your connections here with Alice Phoebe Lou?
Mm.
Did you know each other before?
Yes, we actually lived together back in South Africa.
Oh,
yeah.
In a flat?
Yeah.
Well, a house.
A big gear.
Yeah, big gear.
Okay.
Same as I have here.
When was that?
We still do. Whenever I go back to Cape Town for like 3 months, we live in the same apartment and it's all filled with lots of musicians and artists.
And homies.
And homies. Loads of homies.
Also Sie sagen gerade, Tor ist jetzt hier seit 2 Monaten, ist auch aus Kapstadt, aus Südafrika. Die beiden kennen sich aber schon seit Jahren, haben dort oder wohnen auch in Kapstadt zusammen in einem großen Haus. Wenn Alice unten ist, dann wohnt sie hier zusammen. Jetzt zur Zeit, so at the moment you're also living together here in Berlin. He's sleeping on your couch?
Sometimes. But for now, he found his own place.
Oh,
it's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Which is good. Also hier gibt's ab und zu mal die Couch bei Alice zu Hause. Ansonsten gibt's sie irgendwo anders. Und er arbeitet zurzeit an neuem Material für eine neue Platte. So you both did a collaboration together. Is that right?
We've done a few collaborations together, but for the new album, there's a song that that I'm singing on, that I'm featured on.
Okay, should we listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just see. I have to do a little bit of changing here. It's called Death Part 2. Is that right? Is there a story behind that? Sure there is.
Well, we wrote the song at a very beautiful place in South Africa called Nature's Valley. We spent sort of January, about 6 weeks traveling around that area of South Africa. And we just started writing this song together, and we were just discussing like the how people often perceive death as like a negative thing, and we wanted to kind of flip that on its head and see it as a beautiful thing and almost something to look forward to.
So it was quite an existential experience to travel together, apparently.
Totally. Totally.
Also die beiden waren 6 Wochen unterwegs in South Africa, in der Gegend, die sich da Nature's Valley nennt. Und wie man dann so zusammen reiste, hat man sich anscheinend auch ein bisschen philosophisch unterhalten. Und da ging es eben unter anderem um den Tod, wie es eben so ist, wenn man in der Natur unterwegs ist. Und es ging darum, dass Leute das eigentlich immer so ein bisschen als negatives Ereignis wahrnehmen, aber sie wollten das einfach mal herumdrehen und sagen, hey, es hat auch irgendwie eine positive Seite, beziehungsweise es gehört zum Leben dazu. Life just is a part, or death is just a part of life.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Totally.
And that's what the song is about. Also, lass uns mal reinhören in diese Kollaboration zwischen Thor und Alice, Phoebe Lou, Death Part 2, hier auf Flux FM. Two. Das hier, also das gerade gehörte, war Thor Rickson gemeinsam mit Alice Phoebe Lou. Eine Kollaboration, die dann also auch auf dem Album zu finden sein wird, das dann demnächst entsteht. Death Part 2 haben wir hier gerade gehört. Heute Abend gibt es eine Veranstaltung im Lido called Homies. I'm mixing German and English already. Wir haben gerade schon gesagt, so es werden sich verschiedene Leute finden, zusammenfinden auf der Bühne, zusammen Musik machen. Es gibt diverse Genres. Es ist also nichts direkt vorgegeben. Es ist nicht nur elektronisch, es ist nicht nur Singer-Songwriter-Musik, sondern ein ziemlich eklektischer Mix, der da auf die Bühne gebracht wird. Hier bei uns im Studio ist jetzt auch noch ein Mann, den man von den Crystal Fighters kennt, nämlich Graham Dixon, der auch mit dabei ist. Jetzt müsste man nochmal ganz kurz erklären, dass Graham Alice's Debütalbum produziert hat, daher kennen sich die beiden auch. So, Graham, do you just want to quickly step onto the microphone so that we don't forget you here before What's Alice up? Is actually singing? Nice to have you here as well.
Thanks so much.
And you're
going to
be. Step onto the microphone so that we don't forget you here before What's Alice up? Is actually singing. Nice to have you here as well.
Thanks so much.
And you're
going to
be
me.
Part of that night too.
I am.
How
I am.
So?
It's crazy. I'm on tour at the moment with Crystal Fighters and we have a night off, and so. We decided to throw a party, and here we are, and I'm going to be DJing tonight, and it's a great honor to come back and hang out with the homies, who are really my brothers and sisters now, having spent enough time and making enough music. It's great to be able to travel around like this and to stop through, you know, roll through and be with the family and to be able to play records with the family and kick it all night. It's awesome.
I was already asking before how you actually know each other. I know that you produced Alice's debut
LP,
or help producing, but you're based in London now, in New York, and Alice is kind of based in Cape Town and in Berlin as well, but there is a link, of course, how you got together.
Yes.
Which is?
The link is her manager, Gorka, one of my best friends.
Okay.
And we used to party together in London, and then Alice and I actually met partying together.
Yeah, totally.
So this is how you do records nowadays. You just have to party together and then...
I think so.
Yeah, okay, maybe I should try this too. Okay, also heute Abend als DJ-Team dann quasi auch zu Gast Axis Mundi, das Axis Mundi DJ-Team. Und Graham hat gerade gesagt, er ist zurzeit auf Tour, aber sein bester Kumpel ist der Manager von Alice, und dadurch hat man sich auch kennengelernt. Dadurch ist dann auch die Co-Produktion von der Alice's Debütalbum zustande gekommen, und mittlerweile sind sie alle eine große Familie, und es ist natürlich auch klar, dass in einem Tour freien Abend Graham hier auch mit auf der Bühne sein wird. Alice, you're going to play a song live right now, which is which song?
It's a new song. It's called Little Spark.
Little Spark. Are you all set with the microphones?
I'm set.
Okay.
It's okay to feel so small. Got 10-foot walls towering above you. You lay bare on the rooftop.
colossal clouds, colors of the dark, galaxies never far, my little spark observing its big spark.
Material von Alice Phoebe Lou. Are you going to convince Tor to stay in Berlin or come back? Is that realistic?
I don't want to sound like I'm being, narcissistic or anything, but like I think the reason he's here right now is because I gave him a big motivational speech on Skype earlier this year when he was like, Alice, I can't afford the plane ticket to come over. And I was like, Tor, money should never determine whether you do something you want to do or not. So
what a wise woman, Tor. What a wise woman.
Right. So I was just like, get your ass over here. Money will figure itself out. And part of the reason why we actually made Homies is to help support Tor to help support Tor to come here. So that's another thing, is like I really want to help these incredible musicians that I have around me, because I got a lot of help when I was playing on the street and when I started my career. So I feel like I'm in the position now where I can empower other people around me and make them realize that anything is possible if you just follow your dreams, you know?
You could become a motivational speaker, actually. Sounds all good. Aber eine ganz tolle Story. Eigentlich habe gerade gefragt, ob es denn realistisch ist, dass Tor dann auch auf längere Zeit in Berlin sein wird. Und Alice sagt gerade, naja, wir hatten irgendwann dieses Jahr ein Skype-Gespräch, wo mir Tor vorgejammert hat, er hätte kein Geld, er könnte es nicht nach Berlin schaffen. Und ja, und das Ticket und so weiter. Und sie so, hey, Geld sollte niemals der Grund sein, warum man sich von Sachen abhalten lässt. Und irgendwie haben sie es dann gepackt, er ist rübergekommen und ein Teil dieses Abends wird eben auch sein, dass man Tor dabei hilft, hier in Berlin sein Leben über die Runden zu bekommen. I have some change, I have some cash in my back pocket, if you want. Exactly. Und sie sagt gerade, es ist natürlich auch, sie hat so viel Hilfe bekommen von so vielen Leuten, um es also hier in Berlin auch zu packen, beziehungsweise hier zu bleiben, und sie ist jetzt in der privilegierten Situation, eben auch zurückzugeben und ein bisschen den Leuten zu helfen, die es jetzt eben gerade nötig haben. Very nice thought, actually, Alice. Okay, tonight, the start is what? Stage time is going to start, like, what, 9, 8?
8:30. So the doors open at 8. Mm-hmm. We've got James Tuft on at 8:30. He's going to make you cry. We have Olmo Quartet, in a good way, you know, okay. Good tears. Like you've been keeping those tears in for a long time and they needed to come out, kind of tears. And then we've got Olmo Quartet coming up, and he's just a genius. We've got Hush Moss, which is going to make you dance like you can't even imagine.
Are those the naked guys?
I saw
a lot of naked people, like looking at all the promos and the announcements, naked.
You won't believe it, but one of the naked guys was him, but he just had dreadlocks and a beard at that point. He's the master of transformation. So.
That doesn't count, actually. If dreadlocks and beard is not naked.
hiding behind the head.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll be playing, and my set will actually actually go straight into tour sets, which is going to be going from acoustic to electronic, basically.
Okay.
And then the plan is to make everyone jam together and have a really good time. And we have so many amazing musicians as friends. So I think it's going to be a really special night. If I didn't, if I wasn't part of it, I would definitely be there.
In front of the stage.
Yeah, totally.
So, and I guess the whole evening is going to culminating in a big chorus. Everybody comes on stage.
Exactly.
Everybody's going like, oh!
It's going to be the High School Musical moment,
absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
Very triumphant.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. It sounds also great.
Yeah.
Also, wir haben Tickets für den heutigen Abend. Wenn ihr mit dabei sein wollt im Lido, dann solltet ihr jetzt anrufen. Meine Kollegin Jasmin Krüger sitzt direkt am Telefon 030-2009000. So, Tor, just one more question to you. Your new album is in the making.
It's finished.
It's basically finished. Okay, so what's next now?
It's being printed to vinyl, mm-hmm. and it's going to be released around the 1st of November.
Okay, so you know that already. That's
yes.
kind of a set date.
Mm.
Okay, and then you're going to be touring with this album as well? With
firstly,
money that we try to provide for you?
Exactly, thanks to all the donations that we get from the foyer now.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm touring in South Africa mm-hmm. and then going to hope to be back here around the same time next year.
Okay.
Summer. Summer in Berlin.
Yeah,
absolutely. Can't miss it.
Yeah.
Can't miss it. Well, we're going to see you next time you come. You just give us a call and you're very welcome to come back to the studio. We're absolutely privileged to know you guys and to have you here as well. And yeah, there's somebody saying tickets. I already did that. Yes. Is it? I did it in German. I did it in German. And you, yeah. Tickets sind schon zurückgegeben. Graham, one last thing. You're also on tour right now with an album that is coming out in
a few.
There's just a little bit I prepared for this interview. So it's one of the few things I know.
Yes. Crystal Fighters has an album coming out soon. We released our first track last night off mm-hmm. the album.
Ooh.
And we'll be playing in Europe all November, playing in Germany, playing here. Please come see us.
Okay.
But then also on Axis Mundi Records, we have a lot of amazing music coming out this year. We've been kind of incubating for 2 or 3 years now, and we have some awesome music.
Okay, so we're going
to
make a mental note, and maybe even on our notebooks. Axis Mundi, Crystal Fighters, Tor, LSVB, there are a lot of words on our papers right now. So one more music, which is Crystal Fighters with All Night. Is that a single that came out last night?
That came out last night.
Okay, so should we play it?
If
of course
you want
we should.
To, yeah,
no,
crazy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you tonight at Lido. Yeah, have fun.
Thanks so much for having us.
And Graham, we see you soon as well. Tor, we're going to definitely see you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.